This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and those that agree that we should just go ahead and vote for the lesser of two evils. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, Bradley, that was a low blow. No, it was not. My lines are open. If you'd like to call in at any time and contend for the faith, Jude 1, do so. That number is 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting because what I'm going to be talking about again is part two of controlled opposition. There is no other options. Before we start rocking that, keep in mind what Albert Pike, the 33rd degree Mason, said. He said, whenever the people need a hero, hello, our hope is in who? Our hope is in who? There's no other place to put our hope we're hearing today. Whenever the people need a hero, we will supply him, saith those New World Order monkeys. And what are we dealing with today? We're dealing with a whole bunch of people in this country that are drinking the Kool-Aid, that have not looked to history to understand that history repeats itself over and over and over and over again until you actually understand what the will of the Lord is. And that is not to submit. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where the Lord commands his people anywhere to submit to lawlessness in any sense of the word. But for some reason, we're supposed to go ahead and vote for the lesser of two evils. Let me ask you something, friends. Who gave you your two options? And here's the other point that I'm going to make today. I'm going to get to part two, three, and four concerning the third that I got to yesterday before I took a phone call, and saying that there's no other options, Bradley. Oh, yes, there is a whole mess of different options. You just haven't heard of them because the state-controlled narrative doesn't want you to know of them, but I'm going to share with you as to who they are. Hey, folks, I'm not legitimizing these candidates neither. And, folks, I want to just show you how stuck on stupid the American people have become. And keep in mind, Hosea 4:6 tells us people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It was Thomas Jefferson that said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Controlled opposition in just a couple minutes. No other options. Yes, friends, there is other options. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, alleged. Isn't it interesting how when those that have been found to be criminals that represent or called to represent the people that we know no longer represent we the people, when they get busted in their crimes, isn't it interesting how it's always allegation? But anybody the state-controlled narrative wants to throw guilt on, they do. I mean, instead of innocent until proven guilty, according to the backwards version of the state-controlled narrative, they're guilty until proven innocent, but that doesn't apply to their homeboys now, does it? Alleged victim of rape by Bill Clinton tells Chelsea, your father's a sexual predator. That is on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, this guy is a predator. There is no question about it. He is a sexual predator, and he has been busted over and over for his crimes against we the people. But let's not fall or take the bait, folks, for the fact that they want to loosen the crimes concerning the Clintons. We're talking about serious crimes here, friends. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I've been talking about over and over over the last probably 6 months to a year is Hillary Clinton's treason concerning Russia. Well, guess what, friends? Again, once again, we're ahead of the game here. Thank God for the gifts of the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 12. But guess what? On the headlines of the modern conservatives across the boards, friends, look who's really in. This is their verbiage, not mine. Look who's really in bed with Moscow. Russia. Guess who they're talking about, friends? None other than Hillary Clinton herself. Now they're coming to terms that, wait a second, it's more than just Billy Bob committing adultery. No, folks, it goes way deeper than that. And folks, what you have to do is you have to push as hard as they are. If they want to fight fire with fire, then you better do the same thing, folks, because 318 million people have that authority to do so under God. Keep in mind, in this country, you receive your rights given unto you by God, and those that serve and serve we the people, they derive their just powers from we the people under God. So under the umbrella of who we are as a country, God is always in control and man is not, folks. But it's absolutely amazing as to the fact that it takes the modern conservative and the professed church so long to finally open up their eyes to the reality of what we are dealing with. We are dealing with treason. We are dealing with controlled opposition every step of the way in this country. And folks, they need to be lawfully dealt with, because if not, again, you add strength to their tyranny, and that's the last thing that we want to do. Again, another national contributor brought forth SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, was Bill Clinton expelled from Oxford because he raped Aline Wellstone? Boy, oh boy. I mean, this guy is just something else, isn't he? He believes he's above the law and he acts accordingly. I mean, there's no getting around this one, is there? No, there is not. Here's another one for you. Well, that would have been mine. But Canadian patriots are finally waking up to the fact, on the heels of the homosexuals, that the Islamists and the jihadists are on the heels of the homosexuals doing, in the same fashion, line upon line, precept upon precept, the homosexual radical sodomites, their methodology. Well, guess who's right behind them? Well, the homosexuals were used to upend the Constitution in their prospective country, and the radical Islamists, jihadists, are right on their heels doing the same exact thing that they are. But guess what? In Canada, again, now 10 years later, the Canadian patriots to the Islamic invaders, keep your barbaric ways in your 7th century homeland. Ooh, I bet that just scares ISIS to the core, doesn't it? Yeah, I bet it does. Until patriots across the globe begin to stand up and mean what they say, nothing's going to stop. Keep in mind, a tactic used by the communists is that when you go forward, if you feel mush, proceed. See, your enemies that created ISIS have continuously assailed peoples across the globe to establish a new world order. But see, what's happening is they felt mush for so long, it's taken patriots across the globe this long to finally realize, wait a second, they need to feel our steel, because the communists say, if you feel mush, proceed. But if you feel steel, retreat. America, it's time for your enemies to feel the steel the way that they did here in the state of Minnesota when we had some little effeminate pipsqueak of a pansy jihadist at a mall here in St. Cloud think he was going to go slashing at people until a former cop shot him dead on the spot. That's the message that the American people need to give those that need to come in here and destroy who we are, to rape our wives, to rape our children, and to plunder our nation. It's time the American people stood up and played the men and women that we will not tolerate it, and you will eat the consequence of your lawlessness, like it or not. Let them feel your steel, America.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And challenge the Word of God. There is only one argument against the Bible, and it's an unholy lifestyle. And it absolutely amazes me, people's willingness to compromise. And I want to tell you why there's compromise. And again, you understand the definition of compromise. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. These are the people that are saying, you know what, we got two choices, so let's just take the best of the two. And guess what? The establishment wins again and again. And it's the same trick. It's the same deceptive measures that they use time and time and time and time again. And I want to tell you why it's this far and why it's gone this far is because the American people have let it go this far. I want you to listen to one response to what we're talking about right here. These two candidates are what the establishment have offered as legitimate candidates. That's my statement. Pretty sure Trump isn't a part of the establishment. Isn't it absolutely amazing, friends, how people are willing to go ahead and attempt to justify themselves by lavishing their idols, namely Donald Trump? And the reason I'm saying that is because they're attempting to justify themselves for doing nothing about it, but coming to terms with the fact that since they didn't do anything, this is the best option that we have, so let's go ahead and take it. That's what this is about, friends. Yesterday, after we had a phone call, a friend that calls in quite a bit, called from Baltimore, and in my son, after his comments were made, he said, "Dad, he was saying, in essence, that we are to accept the lesser of two evils." And I said, at length, that's exactly what this is about. And it's not just from the one caller. This is across the boards. You are now accepting what you used to condemn, which law still does condemn, like it or not, but you're beginning to accept what you used to condemn. And I got a question for you. Who's winning the day? And one of the questions that I asked yesterday concerning the controlled opposition is, how is it that the controlled opposition isn't winning when you continuously fall for the same games? Well, they are winning when you accept that which they offer to you and you act like, well, he's not a part of the establishment. He's not a part of, what's going on. He's not a part of pushing the propaganda. Really? Well, then why is it that 2 weeks ago when the dog and pony show was played through the presidential debates, how come Hillary Clinton sat there with not a worry in the world? And why is it that Donald Trump allowed her to browbeat her over and over again when he had the prime opportunity to take her to task? As a matter of fact, he's got enough dirt on her friends that he could have destroyed her to the point where she would have never in a million years gotten up on that podium. But did she seem worried about it? Absolutely not. The comment goes, pretty sure Trump isn't a part of the establishment, even though many of the GOP establishment mouthpieces desperately tried to paint him as such. Mr. Dean needs to move past his obsession with Trump. Trump is not my obsession. America's stupidity and upending your stupidity is my duty before a just and a holy God. It's a preacher's job to slay sin. That's what I'm going for. Mr. Dean needs to move past his obsession with Trump not being a Christian and instead accept the fact that Trump is far more likely to protect Christian freedom and liberty than Hillary, who most certainly will do her best to destroy it. Well, let me tell you this. My trust isn't in Donald Trump to protect me. My trust isn't in Hillary Clinton to protect me. Do you understand? To those that trust in the arm of the flesh, it's better to trust in the Lord than all the armies of Europe, friends. Read Psalm 27, see the testimony of David, and ask yourself, and give yourself the answer after you read Psalm 27, as to where did David put his trust, and who gave David the victory. And ask King Hezekiah that, and ask Abraham that, and ask Noah that, and ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to go that, and ask Ruth that, folks, and ask Jeremiah that, and ask Ezekiel that, and ask Hosea that, and Zephaniah and Zechariah, and ask Malachi that, ask the 12 disciples that, ask them where they put their trust, friends, and you can rest assured it wasn't in man, because every time man put his trust in man, every single time they reaped their own curse. So let's get past this, my obsession with Trump. As a matter of fact, my objective here is to show you that this is controlled opposition. My objective here is to show you that there's a plethora of other options, but you only been given two options. And I would lay to your candor just starting off here, friends. Why is it that you've only had two options when in fact you have 318.9 million people in this country? So let me go back and let me get you caught up and let's finish what we started yesterday. Whenever the people need a hero, we will supply him. I didn't say that. Those that control the establishment, those that are allowed to control the American people, he was the one that said that. Albert Pike was a 33rd degree Mason. Many of your representatives are Masons. And yesterday what I did is I shared with you when a friend of the ministry ran for the Constitutional Party in 2004, he was asked by a reporter why no one ever heard of him. He only received 1 million votes. He replied, they, speaking of the establishment, they don't want you to know about me. They don't want you to know about me, he said. I didn't make this up, America. I'm talking about a real, live, presidential candidate. And this is being pragmatic, by the way. If you remember correctly, in 2008, there were 13 candidates, which, by the way, 99% of the American people had no knowledge of, because they didn't take the time to see what their options were outside of the two that were spoon-fed to them. In 2008, there were 13 candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. Yet you were told of two candidates, the foreigner in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama, and Songbird John McCain, which for the most part, the majority of the Americans can't stand that lifelong capitulating politician named John McCain. During that cycle in 2008, there were, population of the United States of America, 312,511,424 people in this country. And again, most people didn't even know that there were other options because, again, they failed to pull the curtain back. Today, there are 318.9 million people in this country, and yet you have only been given two options. In fact, these two candidates are what the establishment has offered as legitimate candidates and what the American people have accepted. And we've seen a full exhibition of this 2 weeks ago on the Dog and Pony Show. That over, well, we're told that over 80 to 100 million people watched concerning the presidential candidates, okay, and the debates. And folks, keep in mind, too, they weren't talking about constitutional issues. They were talking about things that were unlawful and unconstitutional. See, they got the American people all caught up into what they have been given authority or delegated authority from the people not to implement, but they've implemented it at will. And that's exactly what they've done. I mean, folks, you are so foreign to the Constitution of the United States, it sickens me to the core because you're so foreign to the God of Israel and Jesus Christ with your false version of grace and your false version of lawlessness, antinomianism. It's ridiculous. A bunch of anarchists in this country that are allowing tyrants to dictate and call the shots. Furthermore, before getting excited about your favorite candidate, let me give you a little history. Remember what Vladimir Lenin stated. He said this. I didn't say this. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Hey, folks, who is in the news constantly? Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And if it's not Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, it's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I mean, we can all agree to that, right? There's six corporations worldwide that own the narrative. The narrative is set and operated and controlled by the CIA. We know that from the inside out. Do you think for some reason or another that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are on the mainstream news just because they're two good candidates that are legitimate and they're a great, Because they're a great pair to pick from. No, not at all. This is all bought and paid for. Here, let me lay something to your candor. We all know who Edward Snowden is and Julian Assange. Right? Isn't it interesting? I want to get you trained up a little bit and let me groom you a little bit in the Word of God in understanding. How many times did Jesus say, be not deceived, 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 be not deceived? Does anybody think it's rather ironic that whenever Snowden or Assange have anything to say, isn't it interesting how the state-controlled narrative globally puts the microphones right up to their mouth? Why is that, folks? Is this controlled opposition? Why, you better bet your bottom dollar is. They'll put a little truth in with the big lie, right? And they'll lead the opposition to control the mob. But why is it that the media goes along with what the government says is criminal? Why do they give voice to them? Just asking.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And let me give you the definition of opposition controlled. Controlled opposition is when a deliberate, on purpose attempt is made to either create an opposing effort to an existing power base or to obtain control of any opposition to one's own efforts. Some protest movements are actually being led by government or corporate agents. How many times have you busted this administration controlling the opposition by leading it, friends? Over in Black Lives Matters. Remember the murders that took place in Florida? And then we've seen what happened over in Ferguson, Missouri. Folks, that's all bought and paid for. And then we've seen the protests in New York City about 7 years ago. That was all bought and paid for. That's called leading by opposition. It's created and it's controlled. And what it's controlling, its controlling efforts are to bring forth fruits unto what? Chaos. Because they're creating domestic insurrection. Well, that's exactly what's happening today in your country. But we're talking about controlled opposition and what's going on concerning the presidential candidates. Did you know that Adolf Hitler is the one responsible for stating how fortunate for those in power that people never think? And isn't it interesting when I share information with you concerning what Adolf Hitler said of a whole bunch of stupid people in Germany back in the day, how people get mad at me for what he said about ignorant people. Isn't that interesting? You get mad at me for telling you the truth that sets you free, because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's freedom. There's liberty to do the right thing. 2 Corinthians 3:17. But one, because I tell you the truth, you make me an enemy because I tell you the truth, for the most part. And I'm talking about the responses that I've gotten on this article alone. But listen to what he said. Adolf Hitler, how fortunate for those in power that people never think. Now, keep in mind, this guy was an expert at leading by opposition. He would create the chaos to bring in the new world order. He would be the problem solver to the problems that he created. Yeah, exactly. Look how Adolf Hitler was portrayed to the people of Germany during his rise to power. Just listen carefully. Less than 3% of the population supported this criminal regime, by the way. They laughed at Adolf Hitler. Wasn't too funny at the end of the day, was it, friends? Nope. Louis Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher in 1932, stated how many look up to him, Adolf Hitler, with touching faith as their helper concerning Adolf Hitler. They called him their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress. How many people have I heard? How many people online have called Donald Trump their only hope? Wow, America. Wow, America. And you deserve what you've got coming if that's where you put your trust outside of Jesus Christ. History teaches that people depart wickedly from God, Psalm 119:102, and submit to the dictator. The dictator, through subjugation, by the way, the dictator causes wars within and abroad, which you're seeing today through this criminal administration. The people are used for a political agenda. Millions die within and without, and the country is destroyed. And it's interesting, what's sick about this is the world allows a handful of politicians to create war, where millions of innocent people that don't want war die. Throw the politicians in a cage and let them fight to the death if they want war so bad. And if it's such a righteous cause, let them be the first to go. But the dictator is dealt with by the people at end's length as they finally figure out that they have been lied to. I'm trying to tell you, wait, prevention is better than cure. Let's stop this before it goes any further, friends. Then what do? The people then return back to the God of Israel, from whom they should have not departed in the first place. That's the history of mankind. It really, truly is. So just to show you, friends, how many other options outside of the ones which you have been given? You've been inundated with the fact that there's only two. Let's go to the Republican Party really quick. I brought this up last week, but I wanted to do an exposition on this. Republican Party businessman Donald Trump. New York. Presidential nominee along with Governor Mike Spence of Indiana. Vice presidential nominee. Then you have, this is the top of the list, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Oh, by the way, who Barack Hussein Obama couldn't stand, if you remember right, until they got in it together, friends. Once they passed the deceptive test with the American people and they seen that the American people were drinking the Kool-Aid, that they were really opposition one towards another, when in fact they're on both sides of the same coin and the same team, friends, because you haven't learned yet, America, that WWF is not real. Oh, but now what is he doing? He's bringing her up in your plane, America. Your airplane, the presidential airplane, Air Force One, that belongs to the people. He's flying her around illegally, right? Now, and by the way, don't get your eyes focused on just Donald Trump and Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. Get your eyes on them first, yes, of course, and tear down your father's altars, deal with the establishment. But keep in mind, you have to ask the question, who they are allied with, who's paying them to do their biddings. And first of all, keep your eyes on the whole spectrum of criminality going around you, friends, because it's not just them. They're just doing their biddings. They're the useful idiots that are stupid enough to sell their souls for 30 pieces of silver. But folks, who's high-fiving Hillary now? Barack! And not only that, but you also have George H.W. Bush advocating the likes of Hillary Clinton. Folks, there is no difference. I don't know how many times I need to show that to you, but just for the sake of showing it to you again, I did. We have Hillary Clinton, the treasonous criminal herself, running for the presidency. Interesting to note, she has U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, who is talking about his Christian faith along with Mike Pence. Really, judge them by their fruit as the vice presidential nominee. Then we have the Libertarian Party, you know, the lawless ones. They have no regard for God's moral law, and they act accordingly. And who better to represent that party than this loon, Governor Gary Johnson from New Mexico? What's the population in New Mexico? Like, what, 15 people? And they must have all been high on PCP if, in fact, they ever did vote for him. But former Governor Gary Johnson from New Mexico, presidential nominee, former Governor Bill Weld from Massachusetts. Oh, that moral state. Hey, well, he's running on the Libertarian Party ticket as well as the vice presidential nominee. I bet you didn't hear about him. Well, so you're saying to yourself right now, brother, well, these aren't legitimate candidates. Neither are the ones. Well, these are the best of the crop, you might be saying. Again, you're choosing the lesser of two evils. Then we have the Constitution Party. Daryl Castle from Tennessee, presidential nominee. Scott Bradley from Utah, vice presidential nominee. They're not lifelong career politicians, friends. Then we have the Independent Party. Did you hear about these guys? Evan McCullen from Utah, presidential candidate. Nathan Johnson from Ohio, vice presidential candidate. Did you hear about these guys? I bet not, because they're controlling the opposition. Party for, listen to this, Socialism and Liberation, Gloria LaRiva. Well, that sounds American. California presidential nominee. Eugene Peary, District of Columbia vice presidential nominee. Then we have the Reform Party. Did you hear about these guys? I bet not. Are you starting to track with me here, friends? The Reform Party. Rocky De La Fuente, Florida. Presidential nominee. Michael Steinberg from Florida, vice presidential nominee. Did you hear about these guys? I bet you didn't. This is my point, America. This isn't about one individual. It's the game that you're being played. You're the pawn on their board, friends, because you're being controlled by the opposition that they're creating. Why didn't you hear about these other candidates? Because they didn't want you to hear about these other candidates. This is my point. Socialist Party. Listen to this, America. This isn't America. Socialist Party USA, Amito Mimi Solisic, California presidential nominee, Angela Walker, Wisconsin vice presidential nominee. Did you hear about these two? No, they didn't want you to. Hey, folks, in many cases, I don't want you to hear about them either, because they are illegitimate. But folks, for the most part, 90% of these people are. Socialist Workers Party, presidential nominee Allison Kennedy from Illinois, or Osborne Hart, Pennsylvania, vice presidential nominee. Again, let me lay to your candor. Friends, did you hear about these people? This is my point. People strain at the gnat and swallow the camel when it comes to the points that I'm making, because they're so spiritually illiterate. Or they're so carnally reprobate that they don't know any difference. For some reason or another, the American people think that there's more than one version of the United States of Constitution. And friends, there isn't. I mean, listen to these names. Socialist Party, Socialist Workers Party, Reform Party, Party for Socialism and Liberation, Green Party, Libertarian Party. I mean, folks, even the Republican and Democratic Party, they act like there's more than one Constitution. There isn't. There's one. I mean, these people are foreign to our founding forefathers, friends. Our government is foreign to our founding forefathers. I mean, pretty soon, Americans will be accepting God knows what concerning party platforms because of their ignorance and love of their, listen to me carefully, the ignorance and the love of their favorite candidate that looks and acts just like them. Which, by the way, runs counter and is foreign to God and America's Constitution. Now, keep in mind, one of the comments that was left was, Bradley, Mr. Dean needs to move past his obsession with Trump, has nothing to do with Trump, though he is one of the players. Not being a Christian, absolutely, 100%. That's probably the only righteous statement she made, because he's not a Christian, but yet he claims to be one. When you look at your state preambles, when you look at the end of the Constitution, when you read the Declaration of Independence, why does it keep mentioning my father and the year of our Lord and the laws of nature and nature's God and how we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator and how our forefathers sought the supreme judge of the world, or they sought divine providence for protection from the tyrant across the sea? But yet people are saying, well, why are you so opposed because he's not a Christian? Because that's the problem with America in the first place. That's the problem with America in the first place.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Pretty worked up on this one. I'm humored by the conscientious stupidity of those in this country. My obsession with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's only a part of the problem. Folks, I just got done naming off all these other candidates that were running for the presidency and the vice presidency and the nominees that you've never heard of before. My problem is that the American people have played to the dupes of ill-designing men, and I'm sick and tired of it. So let's put this into perspective. I'm telling you to deal with all of it, friends. Here, I got another comment. People are brave to leave comments, let me tell you, in the hundreds and in sometimes thousands per day. Listen to this one. This one's pretty good, but it proves my point once again. Jason said, so focusing on the non-major party candidates, we have on the libertarian. Keep in mind, the definition of a libertarian is without regard for law. They want to live accordingly to their own dictates, fallen man, rather than the risen Christ. We have on the libertarian ticket Gary Johnson, who is an absolute loon, friends, who supports the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would further erode American sovereignty. Okay. Which seems completely opposed to what one would expect from the libertarians. Are you kidding me? He hates the law, and then when he acts out in such a fashion where he advocates lawlessness, you're surprised? He goes on, is pro-same-sex marriage and pro-abortion murder. Also, his running mate, Bill Weld, is establishment to the core, including being a CFR member. See, America, you know who these people are. The Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, who basically is there to run Hillary's left, as you call it, right? And even Even McCullen, basically recruited by the globalist established crowd, also a CFR member, a member who also started out as a CIA operative. Wow! See, as I've shared with you so many times, folks, you're not stupid people. You're just it's because of your apathy and your tolerance. That's why you're in trouble. You know who the bad guys are, and the establishment controls the opposition by putting them up as legitimate candidates when, in fact, you know that they're criminals. How many times do I need to go back to Judges chapter 6, 7, and 8 and tell you we need to do, America, what God commanded Gideon to do? Tear down your father's altars. Tear down their compromises. Tear down their establishment. It's unlawful in this country. Jason goes on about the only other remote possibility would be Constitution Party candidate Daryl Castle. No problems with him, but would wonder if he was up to running considering he originally planned not to run for the presidency for unspecified health reasons. See, folks, you're in the know, but I can tell you right now, 90% of the people listening to me right now never knew that there was other options. And then when you find out who your other options are, it seems that only one party would be legit. And in this particular situation, it would be the Constitution Party. Because you can call it the Cream Party for their crimes. Because it runs antithetical to the Constitution. Same thing with the Libertarian Party, the Independent Party. That's another situation. Party for Socialism and Liberation. Hello, Socialism Party USA. Hello, Socialist Workers Party. Hello. These are anti-American organizations, America, running for the presidency of the United States of America. There, Bradley, you just said it. That's why we're talking about Hillary, and that's why we're talking about Donald Trump. Wait a second. Who's working for your oppressors, and who's working with your oppressors? America, when you take on that mentality, you're stepping in it, and you're falling for it, and you're drinking the Kool-Aid that is destroying this country, and that's why the definition of insanity comes into play here. You keep doing the same things, and you get the same results, and then you wonder why you're going crazy. Because you're doing everything but what God commanded you to do. Because if you would do that one thing, you wouldn't have these other issues to deal with. Hey, if you lay the axe to the root of the tree, you don't have to worry about the branches on it, do you? No, because the whole thing's all the way down. That's what I'm telling you. How do we need to get involved? Tear down the establishment. The unlawful, unconstitutional, un-American establishment. And you are going to find out who your oppressors are, my friends, because they are employed. Your representatives, rather than representing you, the people, they are employed by those that mean to destroy you. But America, you already knew that. You already knew that. Let me make one more point. Well, some people will say, hey, you know what? You know, maybe we should just coexist. I mean, you hear this constantly. By the way, we didn't have this problem up until the 60s when the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy where few rule over many, where they began to literally attack Christians in America. Where a small percentage, for example, when they said, you know, the teacher can't lead in prayer anymore in a public school. Why was it okay up to, you know, 220 years into our constitutional experiment called our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. It was okay up until that point, but now all of a sudden they did something unprecedented, and they said, let's get rid of God. In the favor of 3%, well, they ignored 97%. But keep in mind, friends, just to put this into perspective, it doesn't matter if it was 97% of the people that said, let's go ahead and take away prayer. It doesn't matter. We're ruled by law as a republic, not as a democracy through people's opinions. Let's just coexist. We didn't have this problem until Americans started to accept foreign gods to come here and attempt to rule the roost. Incrementally, slowly and surely through the siege under God's perfect judgments. That's what this is. There's no getting away from it. I don't think I've ever met anybody that doesn't agree that we are, that it is raining judgment in this country. And for those that are laughing, well, just keep in mind, they laughed when Noah was building the boat, warning them that preacher of righteousness. But it wasn't so funny when it began to rain. Hey, listen to me, dummy. It's raining. You better wake up. Either you're going to find your faith in the power and the spirit and the wisdom of God in redemption, or you're going to find it in condemnation and in judgment. Either you live for the blood or the blood's going to condemn you. There is no in-betweenites. There is no battle for the middle way here, friends. It's either all or nothing. When you seek me with your whole heart, the Lord said, then you will find me. Not a little dabble do it. And where's the Lord? And why didn't he serve me? And why didn't he give me what I wanted to have? You know what? He didn't give me what I wanted, so therefore he's not there. No, that's idolatry. You want to serve yourself. You don't want to serve him because the cross of Jesus Christ is foreign to you, you reprobate. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hey, folks, just think about all the parties that I named. This is my final point. I mean, just think about it in America. Pretty soon, Americans will be accepting God knows what, literally, concerning party platforms because of their ignorance and of love for their favorite candidate, which runs counter and is foreign to God and America's Constitution. Oh, but he's the best we've got. He's only been married 3 times. Advocate what God condemns. God knows what else. But he's the only thing we got. You have been duped. You are a pawn on the board. You are a pawn on the board. Hey, folks, as I was saying, Judges 5:8, Exodus 18:21, there is no such thing as coexisting with those who war against America's God-ordained government. So don't sit there and tell me how I have this fetish with Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump, though he is a part of the problem. As I said earlier, it's not an obsession. What I'm sick and tired of, America, is, let me be quite frank, I'm sick and tired of you being lied to. That's what I'm tired of. And I love you enough to fight for you and tell you the truth. Take the blinders off. Get into the Word of God and read the Constitution. Folks, I'm taking my course again. This is the 4th time I've taken my constitutional refresher course. I mean, folks, the American government is so foreign to what our founders established. You've got to ask the question, was the tyrant King George all that bad? Because you've taken 500-fold concerning the abuses of a government that has never been given delegated power or authority to establish the things that they have established through anti-American government efforts and implementations, folks, because they don't have the authority to do it, but you've accepted it. And this is what I'm talking about. Break away from this. Do your homework. Get educated. Study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here, I'm going to give it to you. President George Washington warned long ago about party favorites. He said, I've already intimated to you the danger of parties in the state, with particular reference to the founding of them geographically discriminations. Let me now take a more comprehensive view and warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful, poisonous, pernicious, destructive ways and the effects of the spirit of party generally. Those that are leading the opposition are controlling it by creating parties and dividing them one against another, only to divide and conquer, and that way they accumulate power. They aggrandize power unto themselves, friends, to the ignorance of the people. By the way, this is a fact. Those that control the opposition, they laugh at the people. And as a matter of fact, there's a headline today, I believe on WND, that the politicians call the American people stupid and idiotic. The spirit, unfortunately, is inseparable from our nature, having its roots in the strongest passions of the human mind. Read Romans 1:28 when you get a moment, folks. Love you by what I do. I'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.